was Triune Father, Be Our Stay. And I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and it is Rumination Tuesday, September the 25th in the year of our Lord 2018, and therefore with us is our friend, Reverend Mark Smith. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Tom. It's Triune God, Be Thou Our Stay.
Well, that was the old one.
The Father is not triune. You mean you...
Oh, so the Father isn't part of the Trinity?
No, he is.
Well, then don't say he's not triune.
But he's not.
So we begin once more with a old great one getting mixed up about. By the way, who's the writer of the hymn?
Oh, Martin Luther, of course.
Oh, you remember
it this
time.
Check that out.
Yes.
It's a good hymn. Doesn't give us a whole lot of material today because the verse repeats itself.
This text is very similar to a litany to the Virgin Mary that they found in the manuscript in 1480. But instead of addressing a saint, Luther invokes each person of the Trinity. And maybe your Bible doesn't have that, but there's two ways to sing this. What are they?
Yes, you could sing it just once. With the line "Triune God, Be Thou Our Stay," and sing the rest of it, or you can break it up three times: God the Father, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit.
Yes. So if you're doing the third one, the title would be "God the Father, Be Our Stay." Very good. Okay. it does appear in Lutheran hymnody. The English translation is by Richard Massey, and the tune originally appeared in Walter's book, C.F.W. Walter, showing that Luther took over a pre-Reformation tune and he didn't make any changes to it.
Hmm.
So that's kind of unusual because is not A Mighty Fortress his own tune? I think so,
yes.
Yeah, that he himself wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can spend an hour on this, right, with all the verses?
You think so?
So I was taking a look at that as to what we're going to talk about.
But I'm sure you'll find something to talk about,
we
Tom.
We certainly do.
What was on TV last night?
Well, let's see. Did I see? Oh, I saw the Cardinals lose. Yes. Triune God, Be Thou Our Stay. Well, that's all we have to talk about. We got about 3 hours on the Trinity.
Exactly. That is right. You can really delve the depths of the Holy Trinity.
But as you said, you have an option of doing it three times, the first with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and then Holy Spirit, each time saying, Be Thou Our Stay. So before we go any further, what is a synonym for the word stay? What are we talking about?
Be thou our stay. I guess our rock, our... That's a good question. Be thou our stay.
Yeah.
Our what we hold on to.
Yes, I think that's good. Uh-huh. I think rock is good.
Uh-huh.
Mighty fortress.
Right.
You know, you got all kinds of metaphors. But while everything else drifts away from us, we know that God will always stay.
That is right.
With us. That's how right. I understand this.
Exactly.
To mean. So without further ado, why don't you take the rest of the time in reading the one verse?
Just the one verse.
Well, that's the only one there is.
Triune God, Be Thou Our Stay. Oh, let us perish never. Cleanse us from our sins, we pray, and grant us life forever. Keep us from the evil one. Uphold our faith most holy, and let us trust thee solely. With humble hearts and lowly, let's put God's armor on, with all true Christians running, our heavenly race and shunning, the devil's wiles and cunning. Amen, amen, this be done, so sing we alleluia.
Now there's another option at the end.
Yes, in Lent you could sing, O Lord, have mercy on us.
And why is that?
Oh, because you don't say alleluia during Lent.
Exactly. Right. But nobody's ever been able to answer my question.
What is your question?
How many days are in Lent?
40.
Okay. But if you add them up, it comes to 44. With the Sundays.
Yeah, right. Well, Sunday is not included in Lent.
Then we can sing Alleluia.
Have you ever noticed?
No, wait a minute. Yeah. So we sing Alleluia on Sunday.
Yeah, we can. Yes, right.
No, we can't.
Well, usually you don't, but technically you could. Sunday is always a little Easter.
I know it is, but I've never had somebody answer. The rubrics say don't sing Alleluias even on Sunday.
Is that, are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, find
we
the
don't
church
either.
Where they do.
We don't either.
No.
But
and I've never figured out why.
Yeah, I don't understand that either because, it's...
You are correct that the Sundays are a little Easter.
Have you ever noticed that it's always the Sunday in Lent?
Uh-huh.
Every other day of the week is the third Wednesday of Lent.
Yes.
But Sunday is always, this is the third Sunday in Lent. There's a distinction there. See, it's like a little Easter island in the midst of the Lenten Sea.
You know, when I drive around the country, I'm learning Spanish. And the word of, I know what that is, duh. But I haven't learned in yet. So I have to see what that one is to make a distinction here.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm having a lot of fun doing that. Let us perish never. What would cause us to perish?
Oh.
According to this hymn.
Let us perish. If we were to depart from our stay, if we were to leave,
well, we always depart from the stay. It's called sin.
Yeah.
But if the stay would depart from us,
If we would die outside of the faith, we would perish.
And specifically, it says after that, how do we stop from perishing? Never.
Cleanse our sins.
Yes.
Cleanse us from our sins, we pray, and grant us life forever.
Yeah, I had a real interesting sermon that I was doing on the tongue about how it causes sin all over the place. And I made the point that every time you do a sermon, you have to give the law so everyone is afraid of God. In other words, because they're not keeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I said... when I worked on the Chrysler assembly line, I was there, and there were some members of my church also there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of interesting that every now and then I'd hear them swearing, you know, Chrysler assembly line.
Yes.
Then they discovered that there was Tom Baker, whose dad is Al Baker, the president of the congregation. And they found that I was working there part-time.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? I never heard them swear when I was around them. Yeah. And so I was making the point that a lot of times we sin if we swear, but a lot of times you don't have to swear and your tongue still is sinning. Like my parents, I never heard them swear.
Uh-huh.
So when I got angry when I was a kid, I had another word.
Oh, a euphemism. What would you say instead?
My favorite one, it was SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs.
So something would go wrong, I say SpaghettiOs instead of a bad word. And then I went to confirmation. I found out that was a sin also.
Really?
Oh.
See, I have no problem with that. Now, if it's, I'm telling you. Now, if it's a word that is obviously, I'm trying to think of.
Sounding like a bad word.
Yeah, sounding like a bad word. Or even beginning like a bad word, and then you know. SpaghettiOs, there's nothing wrong with saying SpaghettiOs. Oh, SpaghettiOs. I mean, the only thing is it's a waste of the human speech.
Let me show you why I was it was to be a sin.
Yes, okay, tell me.
You're not going to say, oh, great one?
No, I'm not.
I'm glad you've learned. Because the synonym for SpaghettiOs, when I said that, let's say I get a flat tire, I say, oh, SpaghettiOs.
Yes.
The synonym is, thanks a lot, God.
Oh. Well, it doesn't sound anything like that.
It doesn't matter what it sounds like.
Uh-huh. That's what you were
God's
thinking.
God's looking
that's what you
at
were
my
thinking.
Motivation.
If that's what you're thinking.
Right.
I see. Well, you were just thanking the Lord for everything.
That was not a thank you, SpaghettiOs. I mean, I was miffed And he made the point that every time you get miffed and say anything, doesn't matter if it's a swear word or not, it's worse to be a swear word, but the fact is you are still taking that on God.
Uh-huh.
I was driving a KFUO once. I was going to be by myself, and I got a flat tire on Interstate 170. And I drove up on Walgreens because they always have taxi cabs there.
Yes.
There was no taxi cab. And so I found a phone KFUO say I wasn't going to be able to make it. And as I hung up the phone, a taxi cab drove into the parking area. But it was still too late.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't understand that. About 2 days later, I started getting emails because they had to repeat a program. And the emails were saying, that is one of the best programs I ever heard.
It was a taped program.
A pre-taped.
I see.
And suddenly I realized why God let me have a flat tire, because the program I had decided to do wasn't going to be as good as the one that he had decided should be done.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you can see why things like that happen. And so anytime anything bad happens to me, I almost immediately think, okay, why is God doing this? Yes. What's the advantage to it? Yes. And this kind of thing. And there's no promise from God that you'll ever be able to figure it out. You know, sometimes you can, other times you can't,
right,
because of what's going on there. But so that's where I learned that even SpaghettiOs, because of my attitude, was what was causing the sin.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
You remember Jacob wrestling with God at Peniel?
Right.
Wrestling with the Lord.
Yeah, Jesus.
Now, do you think he was angry when he was wrestling with him? He says, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Was he sinning in that? What do you think? I'm just asking a good question.
No, that's a good question. I've never been asked that before. I can see how that wasn't a sin because of the last part he says.
Right.
Because he has faith.
Yeah.
And you know who it reminds me of? Who else wouldn't let him go after the resurrection?
Oh, who else wouldn't let him go?
In the garden.
Oh, well, you mean Mary Magdalene?
Yes.
Yes.
And remember, the King James is terrible. It says, do not cling to me. No, the King James says, do not touch me.
Uh-huh, okay.
But you are correct. The proper translation is, stop clinging to me.
Right.
She's holding on to him for dear life.
Right.
And she doesn't realize that, because he says he has to ascend to heaven.
Yes.
He'll be closer to her.
He will be closer to her than when he walked this earth.
That's right. Why?
Because he will be everywhere. Well, and the Lord's Supper, too.
Oh, good thought. Yes. That in receiving the very body and blood of Christ, you can't get... Jesus is now within you.
That's right.
So that's kind of interesting to take a kind of look at that. Well, one of the things I was trying to get across to people who don't swear or don't say SpaghettiOs, that they're still sinning. And, you know, we have all kinds of distinctions. Theology is the art of making distinctions. And we're quite aware of the one that we can sin by thought,
word, and deed.
Yes. In my doctoral paper, I wrote a number of other items, and this is the one I want to bring out. That we also do. There are sins of commission
and omission.
Yes. And I said, what's a sin of omission?
Oh, boy. Endless. Endless.
Very good.
Endless sins of omission.
And the reason is we're totally unaware of them sometimes.
Right.
And here's the example I gave. I'm driving in my Uber taxi cab, and there's a person in the back seat, and they find out I'm a pastor, and they say, what religion are you? I said, I'm Lutheran. They said, well, we're Roman Catholic. What's the difference between you and us? And I'm driving, and I say, oh, I'd love to tell you, but I got to concentrate on my driving.
Sounds like a cop-out.
It's a sin of omission. You have the opportunity to witness, and either because... There are taxi cab drivers who won't bring in religion or politics, so they'll get a big tip.
Uh-huh.
See? And, boy, that's just not good to do. So I'm always opening the opportunity to witness. Uh-huh. I'd say about 20% of the people I pick up, we usually get into a conversation on religion
that's,
like that.
That's a great opportunity for witnessing.
Well, yeah.
Really
yeah.
is.
And Lyft and Uber, boy, you go out on a night, you meet all kinds of people, and You get some great, and I've only had trouble with one group. They were kind of inebriated. And the guy wanted to crawl over the back seat to get to the front seat to fool around with my radio. I had the wrong station on, and I wouldn't let him do it. So he said, well, you stop, and we're going to get out here. And then they were going to give me a low grade. Yeah, the guy said, I'm only going to give you an 8, which is still high. So I couldn't figure that. But I gave them a 1, which means that anytime I give someone a 1, I'm never able to pick them up again.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
And if they give me a 1, a 2, or a 3, it's on a scale of 5.
Yeah.
Then I can never, they'll never get me again.
Do you know, now would you have thought of this 10 years ago, that Uber is the largest transportation company in the world and doesn't own one of their vehicles?
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
It's
who would have thought?
Well, they're just really smart the way they do it. Now, Uber does have ways, like in Chicago, you can go to certain places where you can, Uber's made deals with them where they'll give it to you cheaper if you're going to use it for Uber and stuff. But they still don't own the car. And that's good because they don't have to pay the insurance.
Right.
Although they do pay insurance for passengers.
I would think they'd have to, yes.
Yeah, so that's kind of good. And they subtract that from whatever I get paid and stuff. How do we get on all this?
Well, shall we get back to the hymn?
Well, we are in the hymn because, as I said, you know, we're able to break commandment. And that's what you have to do in a sermon. Whatever the text is, you have to show the people they're breaking it. So
you bring them to their knees with the law. Help them to realize there is no way out except through Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's the challenge. That's what a lot of our preachers are not doing today.
Oh,
they are not preaching the law and the gospel as they should.
Exactly. Okay. Grant us life forever. Keep us from the evil one who is...
Well, the devil, of course.
Yes.
Satan.
Now, uphold our faith most holy. There is so much nonsense about faith. You know, a lot of people say if you have enough faith, you can do everything, and that's really faith in yourself.
Right.
But how does this
hymn... We use faith too loosely.
Oh, yeah. How does this hymn speak of faith?
Uphold our faith most holy, and let us trust thee solely.
Yes. That's
uphold
it.
Uphold our faith most holy, our most holy faith.
How does he uphold it? By having us trust.
Trust him.
Yes.
Him alone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know why. I'm even hearing this among some Lutheran pastors that they're against what I consider to be blind faith, which we have.
Yeah, right.
We have blind faith. And what that means is prior to having that, we didn't know anything about God properly. Right. But once you have it, then you believe whatever the Bible says.
Absolutely.
Whatever the Bible
tenaciously
says.
Tenaciously hold on to his promises.
Exactly. And when I
no matter what.
Yeah, you know, driving around, I like listening to other radio stations who have sermons. And when those pastors are preaching... many of them, of course, are non-Lutheran, and they're talking about faith. They're always trying to give evidence for their faith.
Well, why does blind faith get such a bad rap?
It's very obvious. People don't want to be humble. That's what the next thing is. With humble hearts and lonely, they don't want to give people the impression that Christianity isn't intellectual. That somehow Christians are really dumb. They just have blind faith.
They're just hard-headed, narrow-minded.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well said. And so it's an ego trip for people to try and show that faith is intellectually appropriate, where it is impossible to show an unbeliever that Christianity is rational, reasonable, or intellectually proper. It just doesn't make any sense at all, proper Christianity. And so it's a lost cause to try and show the reasonableness. But when you were at the seminary, was that an intellectual pursuit?
No, yeah.
What languages
did you have to learn?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the intellectual. I mean, you really had to know the original language to understand what a text means.
Yes.
That's intellectual thinking.
That's right.
But it's letting Scripture interpret Scripture. Most people do not believe at all the Scriptures because they're not reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, in fact, I said this yesterday at a worship service, it was a Bible study. If you want to know how God thinks, think commonsensically. Then reverse it, and you'll be close. Well, David, commonsensically, he's going to fight Goliath. What do you put on him?
Armor.
And what did he win with?
He won with just one single stone. Well, he took five stones, five smooth stones, and only one stone was needed.
Yes.
Sank into Goliath's
head. You know why he took the other stones?
Let me see. I've heard that before.
Yeah. Now,
what is the answer for that?
It's a kind of a supposition, but Goliath had four brothers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and they're even named. Yeah, so it's really kind of interesting.
Why would he need stones for them?
They were the armor bearers.
I don't remember that. Is that right?
Yes.
His brothers were the armor bearers?
Yes, in the scripture. And they were all ended up being killed by later on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they're named. Yeah.
Huh. That somehow escaped me. I didn't realize that.
Well, fortunately, it didn't escape Goliath. To have a humble heart and be lowly means we bow our knee to the Word of God.
That's right.
And so when somebody comes along with trying to prove Christianity, you know, from my point of view, that is not being humble. That is thinking that we can make a case for Christianity where people will believe.
No, you can't prove faith.
No, you cannot. It is a gift from the Holy Spirit, and it does come about, but what do you have to say for the gift to come about? What words do you say? The law?
The gospel.
The gospel. And what is it says it right here. And let us trust thee solely. So it's trust in the promises
of
the gospel. And for some reason, that converts people.
Yes.
I'm always surprised at that. And I'm sure each of us.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yeah, we cannot by our own reason or strength.
That's right. The wind blows.
We cannot.
By our own reason, strength, believe in Jesus Christ our Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called us by the
gospel.
And
it's so clear, we cannot by our own reason. And here's all these people trying to use reason to get people to become Christians. Just doesn't make any sense to me at all. And the Word of God is 10 times more powerful than any reasonable argument, this kind of thing. Because what you can end up with...
It's the dynamis.
And will you explain what that word means?
That's where the word dynamite comes from. The dynamis is the power of God.
D-Y-N-A-M-I-S in the Greek, if you transliterate it over to the English. That's an excellent point you made. Okay, you want to go with verse 2?
Verse 2, yes.
Oh, there is no verse 2. Wow.
Well, it's the same one. We didn't talk about putting God's armor on. Humble hearts,
you know,
and lowly,
why?
Let us put God's armor on with all true Christians running. Now, what is meant by that? With all true Christians running. We're out of time? Well,
I told you.
Spent too much time on Uber.
Yes. All right, tomorrow it's going to be the Bible study, and we're going to look at Mary and Martha. Should you make a meal on Sunday morning, or should you go to church? Mary and Martha has a lot to say about that, and that will be our Bible study. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.